Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
We have a very special guest. But first, I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us to be here with you each and every Thursday night live. And I want to thank LA Talk Radio for broadcasting us off and on all over the place on Channel 1 and Channel 2 at all different times. But you can only talk to us live on Thursday. So tonight we have a very special guest. But first, I want to say hello, Dr. Pat Allen. You are live on the air.
I'm live and I'm waiting to share.
I am too. We have a guest tonight, very special guest.
I know it.
Who's going to be with us? I believe Sam is going to get our guest for us.
And I'm here.
There she is. Hi, Patricia Alpenge. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pat. Hi, Kelly. Thanks for having me. All is well here. And look
very
forward
good.
To
very
talking
good.
With you again.
First thing I want to put out here is how long have we been working in the Want Institute?
Oh, that's almost frightening to think about, but it's been over 25 years.
I understand so. That. And when you came, you didn't know you were going to get a deep interest in dreaming, did you?
No, I knew I was a dreamer, and I had already had a lot of training in the health field because I ran an alternative health clinic and had co-founded a nutritional products company. And my interest became in the psychology end of things that you helped me hone.
Good.
At that time.
So exactly what are dreams? What are they doing for us?
Oh, our dreams are manifestations of all the data we've collected and stored in the back of our minds, the subconscious, and we have it there to utilize then to unravel and decipher how we are perceiving our world on the thinking and the feeling level. So when our dreams come to us in form of symbols, those symbols are actually bringing us messages from deep within our unconscious mind, way deep in the back of our minds, to help us make decisions, to help us be discerning in our life choices and navigate our relationships. And it's everything we are, but in a hidden form. And that's why people come to me or get my book, The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, so they can start deciphering the messages for personal growth and transformation.
Are dreams anywhere near reality, or are they just fantasy things we think about and stimulate us? But what can we learn from dreams?
Well, our dreams are what's real. What's real, the messages come through our dreams, is our true perception of correlating, connecting the dots to our waking lives. So it really correlates. It's like a double world. We have the whole it's not just fantasy. The dreams sometimes seem fantastic, but sometimes they seem ordinary, but they are really coming in form of symbols so that we can learn to accept incrementally some sometimes difficult messages.
Well, you and I know that many people are afraid of dreaming because they are nightmares to them. What's the purpose?
Oh. Called nightmares any bad dreams, and that's a quote from Dr. Pat Allen in my book. And we know that all dreams wish us well, and they're bringing us closer to our true self.
So with that in mind, what is the most unique thing you've learned from me in the One Institute?
Well, I have learned, but also what you and I have honed together over these many years, we have created a system that is so much more understandable. And this is not a dream dictionary. The dream dictionaries are trite compared to our book here. This book is our system of relating the dream world to our waking world is what we show is the masculine and how the masculine and energies come together in different forms. And that is the yin and the yang of life. So that being said, we have masculine energies coming, messages coming through, which is the world of our work and our ideas and our productivity. And then there's the feminine centered images or our world that's coming through the yin, which is our feeling centeredness, how we are sensing the world. And so these two energies come in different forms in our dreams, and that's how we know whether we're dreaming about, oh, what's going on at work, what's going on in our head, or what's going on in our relationships. Or we think we know what's going on in our conscious mind, but our subconscious mind, what's beneath the surface, knows more than we do. And so what this work does, it brings us closer to our own sixth sense, which we all have. And so studying in this way, and what I'm teaching in this book, and when I'm teaching dream work in my talks and my classes or one-on-one, I'm getting people to get in touch with their own sixth sense.
So when you dream of men and when you dream of women, what have we contributed to that?
We know that when you're dreaming of men, you're dreaming of your feeling centeredness, because there's a paradox here. When you're dreaming of women, you're dreaming of your workplace or your productivity, your masculine side. There's a reversal. There's a paradox. And so that's the masculine energy comes in the form of a female. And it seems paradox. It seems contradictory, but this is how it works, because we all have the masculine and feminine, within us, and they're reversed. Because
what we call souls?
The soul of a man is feminine, and the soul of a woman is masculine.
What are they called? I would like the audience to know.
Oh, well, for the audience's sake, the soul of a man is called the anima, and that's the feminine, because, as we say, there will never be a man as strong as a woman is inside, and there'll never be a woman as sensitive as a man is inside.
So what is the soul of a woman called?
The animus. The animus is the masculine energy in a woman. So when we're dreaming, whether it be a man or a woman dreaming, we're dreaming of either the masculine energy, and sometimes in the dreams they're intermixed in the dreams. Well, you're dreaming of your productivity, or you might have a You might have a workplace issue, or you might be dreaming of your relationship. Your relationship, there's some angst in your relationship, and you're wanting to know which way to go. But we really have the answers within us, and we get in touch with the real answers through our subconscious mind. And the quickest way, the most accessible way, is through the back door, and that is the dream world.
I always have, and you have too, noticed that people say, I don't dream. What is this that people talk about, they don't dream?
Well, in actuality, everyone dreams, unless they're on meds or alcohol, then you are impaired. But everyone dreams, even animals dream. Everything dreams, every creature dreams, because that's scientifically, this is when the brain is rebooting and repairing itself. It's collected the data from the day, from all of our senses, from our hearing, our sight, our touch, our smell. We are collecting all this data every second of every hour, and then it's categorized and stored, and some of it paper shredded and discarded, and we have all this information to access and utilize, then recontextualize when we create these dreams. But the dreaming happens during sleep, quality sleep. And quality sleep, there's something called the glymphatic state, glymphatic system. And that system can only work while you're sleeping. And that glymphatic system, with a G, not the lymphatic system, the glymphatic system is cleansing the toxins out of the brain. And a lot of people take a lot of meds nowadays that prevent them from getting real sleep. So when you're taking sleeping pills, for instance, you're not really sleeping. You're in a hypnotic state, and the glymphatic system is not functioning fully, and you can build up toxins. So this system is happening when we're sleeping, but then that's when the dreaming is coming about, when we're in this almost like paralyzed state, when our brain is rebooting.
So what are your directions to people for capturing dreams?
Aha. Well, one key takeaway today in chapter 7, by the way, of the book, and that is, don't open your eyes upon waking. We are in a state of consciousness that is the in-between state of sleeping and waking, and that is called the Lyman state. So when you're in that in-between state of consciousness is when you can grasp what you have seen in your dreams. And that's why we say keep a pad by the bed. Some people use a recording device, but I'm still attached to the journal or the notebook by the bed, and keeping the eyes closed and just jot down, scribble the few images that you may see: cat, car, beach, mountains, and before opening your eyes. And this is a training. This is a practice that you get better at over time. And everybody dreams, and I have taught people how to capture their dreams who swore many journals of their dreams years down the road. So it's a beautiful thing.
So how the book is in stores, right?
The
I'm
book is in
it.
Amazon.
I have it in front of me. You
can
get
the book
it in Amazon.
On Amazon.
And
how
the
can dream
they get
class,
you? Do you do
they
classes?
Can get me.
Do you do seminars?
I
what do you do?
I do all of the above. I do private sessions. I do classes. I have a website, thedreamclass.com, and I often do people's personal groups, whatever size. I do people's church or temple groups, We can do Zoom talks, and I do private salons, meaning people can invite me to do a group in their home, and I fairs, but I'm accessible. You can find me and reach out to me from my website or Patricia
at what is your website?
My website is thedreamclass.com and my email is patricia@thedreamclass.com. So I'm reachable and I'm here to help people get in touch with their own deep unconscious mind and for their personal growth and transformation. It's a really fun ride.
And I want to tell you how proud I am of you and how much I've enjoyed being with you as a student and now as a colleague. So I call
you. Thank you.
Yeah. You're my protege in the dream area.
Thank you. And the dreams relate. Well, your dream, your relationship life is not exempt from your dream life. It's all in there too.
That's
all
true.
Coming forth from within.
Well, thank you very much for making a great statement on behalf of dreams.
Fantastic. Okay. And
sure.
I am a transactional analysis practitioner as well. And I have that background and my background in the natural healing world. And I sort of put it all together over the years and have helped a lot of people go forward.
And your book is definitely coffee table quality.
I appreciate that. When you're working on the second printing now. So
good. Excellent.
Doing well.
So thank you so much for this wonderful lecture.
Great talking with you as ever. And thank you, Kelly.
Good.
Thanks for keeping it all going.
Okay.
Thank you, Patricia. Oh,
good.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful guest. We love to have Patricia with us. She is very special and her book is absolutely gorgeous. You've got to look for it. It's wonderful. I have my copy, but Patricia sent me and I love it. Okay. I think we're going to go to calls. I'm going to say our number, 323-203-0815 is the number to call to get in the hot seat with Dr. Allen and ask your question. She's already and say, hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Allen. Hi, Kelly. Hello.
Pardon? Yes.
Hi, I called last week, but we got cut off. So I wanted to call again. So
do you have a question?
Dr. Allen, 2 years ago, you helped me with a high buy letter.
Good.
And the guy reached out again. About 2 weeks ago, asking
you
to call me.
Oh, did he really? How long was the gap between last contact and current?
2 years.
2 years. Why didn't you marry him?
The reason was the deal he was offering did not sound good to me.
Okay, and what was the deal? Would you mind telling the audience?
Yeah, so what he was offering is to date me leading to marriage, but he would be living with the mother of his children.
His ex-wife or his ex-girlfriend, whatever, right?
Yeah, they never got married, but they have two children together.
When he came back a couple of weeks ago, did he offer you a better deal?
No, he just asked if he could call me and have us respond.
Well, I would then ask you, I'm going to ask you right now, are you still physically in love with him? Is the chemistry, was it good and is it good?
The chemistry was good, but the more I think about his deal, and last week you asked me if I wanted to be involved in his complicated life, and the more I think about it, the more I realize I don't want to be part of it.
How do you know his life hasn't grown into a good life?
Because I got more information from a family member
that still
turned me off.
Not, okay. So he's still incompatible.
Yeah, he did something that I can't get past.
Okay. So I wanted to know that because I wanted you, if he has changed his mind and grown spiritually, a couple of years, he could be a totally different person. But you're saying that you've gathered data recently that says he's not grown, he's just making another run for you.
Well, not quite. The information I got was something he did 3 years ago.
Well, that isn't part of the new man. Are you going to see him at least once?
Okay, so I'll be honest, Pat. The news I got was that 3 years ago he slept with my cousin. He had intercourse with my cousin, and I don't know if I can get past that.
I understand that, but what if he admits it, apologizes? Was she under 18?
No.
She was an adult woman.
Yeah.
Okay. What if he's learned from that experience? See, you're calling me right now about him.
Right.
That tells me to find out if you're done with him, because if you aren't done with him, he will be the blockade for anyone else.
And I think that's what I'm trying to decide. I mean, I feel,
well,
like when I got this new, and
you can decide it is if he asks you to go to dinner or something like that. I don't know what else would be, but if he's willing to talk to you and you ask him the questions you need to ask him to get to where you're at, what would be wrong with at least one? And if he's positive and you like him better, date him some more.
I guess. Yeah, I'm willing to maybe give him one date, but I don't know how to get past the new information.
Well, I want you to appropriately make a statement that says he's spiritually advanced. Thank God people grow in wisdom and grace.
That's true. That's true. We grow.
Okay. So has he called you more than once?
No, just the one time 2 weeks ago. He asked if he could call, and I haven't responded.
Oh, you haven't answered the call?
No.
Well, will you answer the call to investigate his healing if possible?
So it was a message. So what do you recommend I respond to the message?
Did he leave a message number? So he sent me a message.
Yep, I know how to call him. He sent me a message asking if he could call me.
Okay. Then would you be willing to call him back and say you had to think for a while as to whether you wanted to call him, but you decided to do it, and you want to know what is it that he wants calling you?
Okay. Okay.
You don't say, I want to see you for dinner so that you tell me whether you're over your horrible event. You know, we don't do that. What you say is, what is the reason you're calling me?
Okay. And I guess once he calls, it's just a matter of listening to what he has to say.
Absolutely.
Is it okay if I tell him about the news I received that makes me uncomfortable with him pursuing me?
Only if you're interested in investigating him. Do not fight with him, because that's just the beginning of healing a relationship.
Okay.
You're gathering data. I'd recommend a maximum of 3 dates, and then call me back or make your decision.
Okay, I can do that.
In other words, if the first date was 51% valuable, if it wasn't, you know, that really turned me off, that disallows me from dating you again. And that's because he did not make an amends for whatever. He didn't apologize for the last 2 years.
Right.
Okay, so that's why you're going to ask him, what is it you called me back for? You know, find out.
Okay, I think that sounds like a good plan. So
and then,
I'll respond to him. Okay.
If you see him 3 dates and you're interested in dating him romantically, then do so. But make that decision at the end of the 3rd date.
Okay.
And in doing that, you set your boundaries, you tell your story, you heal the wound.
All right, I can do that, but I think I'll do the 3 dates if it turns out to be 3 dates, and
yes,
I'll call back.
If it goes that, then you'll I'm just saying that give him no more than 3 dates. You see? To say he's grown spiritually. You'll feel it.
Okay. Pat,
it'll be an amends, an apology. What?
Will it make me sound like I'm not a woman of my word? Since in the hi-bye letter, I don't quite remember what I wrote, but I think I told him never to contact me.
I understand that. And he did it anyway because he has a right to do it, and you have a right. You called me to talk about him, and I'm telling you how to handle him in a way that will either stop you from talking about him or talking to therapists about him, or it will be the beginning of a healing experience.
All right, I got it.
You see, I don't know how it's going to work out. I'm just telling you the steps that I use with people to keep them.
Yeah.
I want you to investigate his spiritual growth.
Okay.
Because you still have feelings for him that caused you to call me, and I'm responding to that need to investigate who he is today.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
I'll do that.
Did you get it?
Thank you. Yep, I got it.
Good. Bye-bye. Good, good, good.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've got some more calls in our queue. So, callers, if you've called us, be patient. You're in our queue, and we are going to call you back.
He's talking about dreams. When you dream of a woman, you're dreaming of doing good to feel good. Mm-hmm. When you dream of a man, you're dreaming of feeling good to do good.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm being masculine, then anyone who approaches me afterwards, they're responding to masculine. Does that mean that they're feminine necessarily or no?
No, because they may be an alpha. Do you know what they are? Alphas
yes.
are people who are equally intellectual and equally sensitive and loving.
Mm-hmm.
They're like two people in one body.
Yes, you diagnosed me as an alpha too.
And well, it's not a diagnosis. It's a temperamental. You have a temperament the day you're born. In fact, the day you're conceived.
Oh,
you
wow.
see? And I want mm-hmm. to refer, as long as I brought that up, please understand me by Marilyn Bates and David Kiersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Saturday classes.
I understand that. I'm telling you this because I'm saying that an alpha, one minute is male and one minute is female. And
mm-hmm.
they don't fit very well with betas, who are generally either masculine or feminine, and they fit together. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Alpha men very often marry beta women because they're not as creative and upstanding and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
For a man to talk to a woman, read with Pat Allen, read her book, Getting to I Do.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's, I think, and this is what happened. This man had seen me for a few weeks, and as I got more creative, because for work, like, I'm kind of self-employed somewhat now, looking for a job as well. But the more creative I got, I think the more intimidated he got, because he started saying things to me that were borderline offensive about it. And
what
I
he
lost
was
so
doing
interest.
Was his masculine was falling in love with your feminine, and his feminine, you were falling in love with. In other words, the mm-hmm. four of you fit together.
Mm-hmm. But then why did he clearly didn't like my creative side, which is very strange because most people do. My
what,
friends
women,
love it.
Women, say that again. He did like he, it or didn't?
He didn't. No, he when I.
Oh, no.
I've only been...
he, what he did was he knew that you were a powerful, creative woman and he may be attracted to that kind of woman, but he doesn't like how hard it is to be with that woman.
Mm, interesting.
So,
yeah,
do you pick with your eyes or your ears? How old
ears.
Are you?
I'm 38 now.
Okay. Have you been married?
No. I was in a relationship with a married man. That's why I originally came to you, and we fixed
and
that.
Have you ever heard Pat Allen say that alpha women very often can be with a married man as a mistress better than a man to marry? So, have you read my books? Are you aware of what I teach?
Yes. I've read them all, and I've come to your classes 3 times. So this summer, I think I finally had the final switch, because all of my, well, apart from creativity, but all of my whatever residual male behavior I had is now just gone, and I just want to feel good, and I want to feel good at work. I want to feel good.
Are you a woman with a career or a career woman?
A woman with a career.
Okay, and do you understand that when you're hunting for your husband, you will not be Betty White?
What do you mean?
You know, darling Betty died recently.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She was.
Oh no.
What?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she died. Are you in America, or are you in another country?
I am in America, yes. I just somehow it missed me. That's very strange.
Okay, well, I liked her, and she showed.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I was saying, can you imagine going with a man to a dinner party or a gala, and mm-hmm. you decide to become a comedian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're his wife.
Mm-hmm.
That might start something.
As in, I get all the attention, or what do you mean by something?
To be his wife.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Why aren't you married?
I keep trying to find one, and it's so difficult because I, you know, about
Wait a minute. Do you want to be respected first, cherished second, or cherished first, respected second?
I want to be cherished first, of course.
Okay, then please, when you want to flirt with a future husband, please be in your feminine and act like that when you're hunting. But I'm going to give mm-hmm. you permission. You can be a man Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and a woman Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Do you understand that the alpha nature lends itself well to narcissism?
Oh, yes, and I can see why, because I think I might have trends, because both of my parents, I think, are narcissists too.
So
tendencies,
when,
not trends.
When you're hunting for a husband, either be a man looking for a wife.
Oh God!
Or you're a woman letting a man look for you as a wife.
Yes, I do that. I definitely do that whenever I'm out. And on a dating site, I did that. But it's just, it's so interesting. Like, I've gone on dates, and then I'm very feminine, but they start asking me questions, right? And they ask me questions about...
You're feminine and you're masculine. There's nothing wrong with being an alpha. That's, please understand me, Marilyn Bates, David Kiersey. You are equally feminine and equally masculine.
And I love it. I love it.
What?
And I love it. I love it. And I'm very intelligent, and I can control when I have to. At work, it works perfectly. But
I know that, but
life,
have I ever talked to you the way I'm talking to you right now?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been doing selective masculine, feminine?
Selected, no, but I separate them now. So at work, I'm masculine. I don't have to be feminine. And outside of work, you know, I like you say, I leave my balls in the office. I don't put them
but
on.
The problem is looking for your husband.
Yes, I do.
So the other night when you had your comedic show and the man got turned off, did you choose to be a man?
I don't know if it got turned off. I actually had a few people come up to me afterwards to compliment me. And
I know that. That's what you get when you're a man. You get respected and complimented. You know what I say to people that do that to me?
Mm-hmm.
I say, God is not spelled P-A-T.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. Because I'm giving you a piece of data. Please know when you're on a hunt with your sexy clothes and your beautiful eyes and hair, would you please remember not to be a man?
Of course, yes. Yes, I'm very, very conscious of that. Very.
Okay, so when you started a conversation with me right now, you explained a painful experience.
Painful, not so much. I was just curious, you know, what I was being, because this is something that I really enjoy doing and comes so natural to me.
Wait a minute. Being a man is half of your personality.
True.
I'm an INTJ. I'm half male and half female. That's what you'll find out when you read the book, Please Understand Me.
Yes.
What I'm suggesting you be more, whatever they call it, and you can be male and you can be female, but when you do both of them, you're not going to come across in a convenient way for a man who's looking for a wife. You see, even if he's an alpha, he still has to decide if he wants to be respected first, cherished second, or cherished first and respected second.
Yeah, before I would attract a lot of, you know, basically women and men's bodies, and I could never, this was before
those
you.
Those are betas.
Betas, yeah. And I can't stand it. I mean, there's nothing more boring to me.
Those are new souls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you understand that? We're
all on this
planet learning our lessons. There's a wonderful book, Toward a Psychology of Being by Abraham Maslow, which talks very straightforward about being not, it doesn't talk like I talk. It speaks about individuating and actualizing. But you will get it that they're talking about. My work is unique because I connect the Mideast with therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I Ching, yin and yang. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So would you be so kind as to more carefully flirt, knowing what you're doing, in order not to go accidentally into narcissism, where the partner has to be a zero?
Yeah, I don't want that.
Do it when you want to. Do it whenever you want to be comedic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right. Yeah, okay.
Did you understand what I taught you?
Yes. Oh, would it be okay? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What?
No, because I'm only comedic when I'm on the stage. So when I get off the stage, I can just go back to being feminine.
Yeah, but you've already made your masculine impression. You've already earned their respect. Oh, people adore me because I'm doing my masculine number. I say my joke, God is not spelled P-A-T. Because I want to be one man. This was, I'll tell you this. One man, a very powerful man, met me, you know, years ago, and asked me for a date. And when he came, he didn't recognize me. I had changed my energy. And he knew that what I was way more feminine. And we didn't date until marriage. In fact, he just died recently. So do you understand? It's a matter of finding out, am I a male or a female right now? Am I a male right now?
Yes.
Are you a female right now?
Yes.
Then please do that when you're out in the crowd. Will you do that?
Yes, yes. I already do that. It's just, it seems like I go from one, like, oh, let me try this. And then, you know, 4 months later, it doesn't work. And then I've been doing that for, COVID became very hard.
All you're telling me is that you're an alpha creatively and that you like to be male sometimes and female other times.
Yes.
More power to you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Call again.
Thanks, Seattle. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Call us again, Seattle. You bet.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay. I believe Sam has got some more calls for us. So let's see. Oh, my goodness. There's one now. Hey, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello, caller.
Hello.
You're live on the air. Hi.
Hello.
You're live on the air. Do you have a question?
I do. 1 second. I certainly do. Whoops. Try this. Oh, my goodness. Hi there. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi. How are you? Yes, I wanted to see if I can send a second hi-bye to someone.
Oh, yes, you could do a second hi-bye if did you end it or did he end the first one?
He's
come back?
No, he hasn't come back. So I had...
You want to send another one to him because he didn't answer the first one.
Almost. I had 2 dates and then he...
He got 2 dates from you after he got the first hi-bye?
No, so we had 2 dates and then he thought he was fitting a square peg into a round hole. And then I waited 8 weeks, I sent a hi-bye, and then he responded very favorably. And then it was kind of like on and off. It took us a while to have a third date. We had a third date. I stayed over, no sex. And he said he thought our desired lifestyles and philosophies were too different.
He said we're incompatible.
Yes, he said we're incompatible.
Remember, you've got to be monogamous sexually. Uh-huh. You know why I say that? There's a wonderful book by David Buss called Dangerous Passions that says that jealousy is the sign of territoriality and goes along with being in love. So I think this gentleman with you did not have enough chemistry.
That's interesting. It seemed like there was chemistry.
He just acted on it. He's not compatible.
Well, Well, he thought our desired lifestyles and philosophies were too different. So I think he thought I was too religious. Mm-hmm. He said, here's what he wrote. He said, even though
because you were too religious?
I think he said, even though we had a magical night together, it also gave us a better understanding of each other's desired lifestyles and philosophies. From my
perspective, Did you have sex?
No, we didn't.
Did you ever have sex with him?
No.
Okay, so you did try to be in love with him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But you didn't make it, dear. He said, we're not compatible. He may still be in love with somebody from the past.
Uh-huh.
And it interferes with him. He didn't. I always tell people, finish the relationship. That's why I have people do hi-bye letters. And for the newcomers that are on the phone or radio, a hi-bye letter is 5 paragraphs that you send somebody. You've either accidentally or mistakenly dumped them and you regret it, so you write a hi bye to get them back, or somebody's dumped you, like we're talking here, and you want him back, and so, or her back. Men and women do it. So I'm going to give you the skeleton of a hi bye letter, paragraph on every. Paragraph 2, the pain of them leaving or the pain you're in because you're leaving. The 3rd paragraph, if you're a woman, it's what you don't want. I don't want to be in this relationship. And the 4th paragraph is, I do want to be with you or somebody like you. And the 5th paragraph is, thank you so much for reading this letter and responding to me. Even if you're rejecting me, it's your privilege. And
so how do I tried doing that, but it sounded a lot like the one I sent a year ago. It sounded very similar. I didn't know, I feel like I've already said these things.
I know that, but he didn't come and get you. He did come and date you again.
He did, yes.
But he turned you down again.
Yeah.
So, no, don't send him another one because he's already done it. He just remembered some cute thing you did. And he wants it in his life, but only once a year. You see
what
I mean?
Is there any way to open it up again? Or I've had a big life change that my mother's passed away, and I'm kind of
do you want to be a man and chase him?
I do not.
Because you can. I have no problem with women being men.
I know. I like that about you.
Or men being women.
I what? Know that I like that about you, but no, I don't want to chase him.
You see? So if you don't want to beg, don't reach out again.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to give you another option.
Okay.
Do you want him as a lover?
No, I'd like him as a boyfriend.
Because if you want him as a lover, you can propose that to him. When I approve of a lover, it's because you've already had sex, it didn't work, but he was good sexually.
Yeah.
So you decide. I have women that are dating lovers, calling lovers, being with lovers, while they're looking for a husband.
Yeah, I don't think I want that. I did, so after he turned me down, we did have one more email exchange where he did invite me over to make out, and I didn't do that. But
well, the fact that you're addicted to him is a natural physical event because you didn't finish with him. You haven't ended the relationship.
Right.
You're still following your... See, the problem with having sex with a man is that your body falls in love with him even if you don't.
Yeah, but I didn't.
And
I didn't
it
have
sounds like it happened to him and it's happening to you. Are you with a man that doesn't want you?
No.
You do want that?
No, I want someone who wants me.
What?
I want someone who wants me.
He doesn't want you. In fact, he said, I'm trying to be with you, but it's not working. That's what the letter, that's what you said to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what are you going to do? Because this is how men and women, men do it when they're over 50. They get mm-hmm. bonded. When their testosterone goes down, they go on estrogen, and then they get oxytocin glued to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But women do it before menopause. How old are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm over 50. And he...
What?
I'm over 50 and he's 69.
Okay, but you're just starting the menopausal period where you're going off estrogen into progesterone.
Mm-hmm. But you don't think there's any way to reopen a conversation
what?
With him? You don't think there's any way to reopen a conversation with him?
A conversation doesn't influence chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So it seems to me that...
But
we had
if you have good sex, that will mm-hmm. often keep people back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, I did think we had strong chemistry.
You had good chemistry.
Yes.
But you weren't compatible in another way, whatever that was, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Did he tell you ever what he didn't like about you?
I think he thought I worked too much and that I'm probably more religious.
You were what?
More religious.
You were a powerful religious. Woman.
Yeah. No, religious.
In religion.
Spiritual.
What?
Yeah. I think he thinks I'm too religious.
Okay.
I think he thinks I'm, but I want to be, I say I wanted to be married before I had sex. I wanted to be engaged. I wanted to be engaged, is what I told him. And I think he didn't like that. I think he wanted sex right away.
I know that. But see, that's what I teach. And so I support you for being spiritual and virtuous. I support that because a man who's in love with you will really admire you. I'm going to tell you something. Marriage is not for men. It's for women and children, security. But men need to know that their woman is virtuous. Because they can't stand the jealousy of you being near another man. So mm-hmm. this man is not in love with you virtually. He wants a free girlfriend.
Is there any way for that to turn and change?
Yeah, but he's already done 2 years and it didn't change. Mm-hmm. He tried to come back. He knew you were virtuous.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want virtuous women. He wants a cheap woman that he can have in his harem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a moralist. I'm a therapist. So if you want to be a mistress, whatever you want, as long as I've told my truth to you, I respect your choice.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be in a harem. And I do want, someone who's crazy about me. So you don't think, so I just need to, if there's no way to reopen anything, I just need to, like,
there's nothing, there's no way that I know, because he answered you very honestly.
Mm-hmm. So I couldn't send a second high by because he's just been clear.
No, he's been very clear. And I'm telling you that I gave you an option to have him as a lover.
Mm-hmm.
While you're virtuous with other men. How do you like that?
Well, that's very avant-garde, but I don't think I'd be... I think I wouldn't keep looking. I would get stuck. So
all right.
I think it would be hard
then for please me. Be a virtuous woman and flirt with other men until you have a man that's in love with you and marry you to keep away.
Okay. I mean, there's no
that's
way to flirt with
men get out of what?
There's no way to flirt with this one.
No, I don't know of any way. I mean, I've only been doing this 51 years, but I don't know any other way, because the man has fit into my pattern perfectly in coming back because he liked you for your virtue. And then he found out you're still virtuous, but he calls it religious. It's not religious.
Yeah.
You're following nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it?
All right. And there's no way to...
By the way, uh-huh. Was your mother and father, were they in love?
Mm. Yeah.
Did they stay together?
There was an unwed mother, but then
somebody,
she had a relationship.
Did somebody be unfaithful to somebody?
My grandparents.
Oh, your grandparents, your mother's or your father's?
My mother's.
Your mother's. Do you see what script you were given?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got like, you know what second generation Auschwitz is?
Okay.
It's two generations down from poor people that went through Auschwitz.
Mm-hmm.
Their great-grandkids suffer as if they went.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
If your mother was a second or third generation, you know, player or victim of a player, then you're vibrating off of that wound. And there's a
I
book. You may want to read. Do you want to read a book?
Sure.
It's about EMDR, eye movement rapid desensitization, by Shapiro. And it's called Getting Past Your Past.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
So good luck.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Okay. Moving on here, we're going to get another call. And that number is 323-203-0815. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Are you there? Well... maybe they can't hear us. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Oh, nope, they're gone. All right. That's okay. 323-203-0815 is the number to hop into the hot seat with Dr. Allen. And in the meantime, if you want to listen to Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication, you can find that free right now at www.drpatallen.com. And if you are looking for our products like Dating Over 50 DVD set or Dr. Allen's wonderful new book, It's a Man's World, But a Woman's Universe, you can find that at Want Ice Store. And the Want Institute is a 501c3 not-for-profit educational corporation, and your donation is tax-free. To find out more about that, reach out to info@drpatallen.com.
Welcome to your wireless carriers.
Okie dokie. So, callers, if we call you, pick up. We want to talk to you, not your voicemail. All right. Sam is working on getting us another caller, and hopefully we won't get their voicemail this time. Okay.
Hello.
In the meantime, yeah, our caller dropped, Dr. Allen. I believe Sam is working on getting that caller back for us.
Okay. Good.
Yes. So it's pretty cool at our website. You can listen to our chemistry. It's pretty much the basis and the tools for your work. And right now,
voicemail of Gary Miller with Tech.
So we can have it for free right now. Everybody can go there and listen to it. How do you love that, Dr. Allen?
I love that.
I know. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello, caller. Yoo-hoo.
Do we have a technical breakdown?
No, I don't think so, Dr. Allen. I just think the caller doesn't realize that we're talking to them, maybe. That is a possibility. Caller,
okay.
You're live on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hello.
Do you have a question? Hi.
Yes. happened that I have been reading your book, Getting to I Do. I get so many good tips about it. I start really dating. I have been going out with several guys.
Good.
Yes, it's very good. It's very refreshing. I was married for 10 years. The relationship was kind of a long distance. At the end, was very painful. So my question here is, if I want to continue dating out, and do I need closure sending to my ex?
You want to continue dating
letter?
Men, flirting?
No. Well, flirting, yes, that's right. Well, most of the guys that I've dated lately, I'm on those applications.
I'd like you to date them 3 times to find out if you like them.
Yes. 3 times is what I'm doing. When I find out something that I don't like, yes, I have that conversation that maybe we can continue being friends. So, yeah, I do
that's
that.
Right. That's right. You got it down. I hear me. In your words. So what is your question to me?
My question here is if I need to write down a high by letter.
No. Wait. There's a guy at this time in your life that fits. You see, every 10 years, You're different. You go through phases. So
okay, that's right.
What I want you to say, because you're not looking for one man, you're looking for a type of man. For example, do you want to be with a man you respect, or do you want to be with the man you cherish?
I have one that I respect.
Which one?
I respect one. The one that I respect.
Okay, you want to respect them. Then you have to be cherishable.
Correct.
You have to be passive, patient, and vulnerable to their leadership unless they're immoral, unethical, or illegal.
One of these guys was very nice, was the number three. And happened that this guy just asked me to make love. And I said, no, I don't think that is the time, because I don't have casual sex.
This is what you say. Thank you for asking and being attracted to me. But I've made a promise to myself not to make love sexually until I'm in a committed, marriage-bound relationship. I want you to thank men that ask you. Men like having sex. Women prefer making love. That's the way God built us. We are not a monogamous animal. We have to learn how to be a monogamous animal. And that's called a lady and a gentleman. So thank you for asking me. If we were committed and going towards marriage, I might very easily make love with you.
Correct. Okay. Sounds great. Okay.
So what is your question other than that?
Well, yeah.
Do you want to know why I corrected you?
Yes, please.
You were teaching him.
Oh.
I don't do sex unless... Oh. You see, what I said was, thank you for asking. I'd love to if we were in a commitment or married, but not until then.
Okay, got it.
Do you have another question?
No, I think that you answer everything, Dr. Pat. Thank you very much. I really appreciate
it.
Caller, were you asking for the formula for the high buy letter?
Well, I got it because I have been listening. But if you want to repeat it, I'd be happy to review it again. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I thought she had asked for the formula for the high buy letter. Hi, caller. You're right on the
air.
Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
I know who this is.
Yes, you do. I've called a bunch of times today. I think my phone was not cooperative, but it's working now. Thank goodness.
Good. What can I do for you, Brian?
Well, I could give you a quick update. So the woman that we talked about last week, where I was, she came off very masculine and I wanted to take control of the conversation.
Yes.
We did talk briefly and she said, essentially, I think I helped her with a little clarity there because she felt bad, but it was a Christian, and that's 100% that you are only interested in a Christian man, then I don't see a reason to
do that.
That's right. So I was grateful that she came up with some clarity, a little disappointment because she definitely looked very attractive, but I have some other things going on. So tonight I've got a Zoom date with a woman, and maybe in some ways a similar thing. I went to something where someone tested positive for the virus. I've tested negative, but I've still been careful about going out and doing things in the meantime. So I don't think I'd go out on a date really with anybody for at least a couple more days unless I test negative a time or two again. But I have this other woman who we had nice chemistry, at least chatting. She texted me back and said, oh, well, I don't think I've been showing up for you, and I'd like to date an African-American man. And I said, and I'm not African-American. So I said, let's talk about this. And I essentially said the same thing to her, which is, if you're saying you 100% want to go out with an African-American man, okay, then I can say goodbye and wish you the best. But I also said that I thought that there was, that our communication was really nice. How do you feel about that? And she said, all right, I'm open to still interacting. That she thought that she even said that she thought she was getting too much in her head. So I said, well, let's see how the interaction goes. And if you're saying that, you know, it's that you're not 100% on that, then I think it's worth exploring. So what do you think that? And then there's one.
Okay.
Oh, I was wondering what do you think of that situation?
That was fine.
Okay,
you talked her into dating you, didn't you?
Yes. I gave
What's
her the
wrong
out,
with
and
that?
It's like, okay, and she's, yeah, it's always nicer when I have your seal of approval. But the other thing,
what I hear
is,
you did for her what I have women do for men. You respected her script enough that she could surrender, passive, patient, and vulnerable to you. You cherished her feelings when you accepted her rejections.
Yes. And hopefully added some clarity around it, because she had said, it sounds like she was possibly in her corpus callosum, going back between the thinking and the feeling and making
I know it.
Right,
I
right. Well, that's right, right. So, I'm willing to explore
question?
That. Okay, the second question is the bigger one, and it has to do with something that I communicate. So when initially start with somebody, and this is more from experience, that I don't like to be communicating with them every day. So we had a talk on Tuesday. Then she reached out to me and said, hey, how are you doing on Wednesday? And I was like, you know what? I want couple of days in between interactions. Okay.
Do you
I'm
hear
listening.
Me when I tell women, don't call him until you're in a relationship?
Yeah. Well, she might have some masculine stuff going on with her.
She's got a lot of masculine stuff going on. So you would say, when she turns you off by doing that, I want to say something to you. I'm being you now. I want you to use a tool. I want to say something to you that may feel painful. Are you comfortable enough to listen? Would she say yes, hopefully?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm just saying you've got to do this and then say, I appreciate your calls, but truthfully, and you're chasing me, which turns me off.
Okay. Yes, that sounds like certain Pat Allen language to a T. Now, the way that I was considering saying it,
maybe you're going to do it.
Another way I'm considering saying that is, hey, I appreciate you reaching out. There's something else you said that I might make reference to, but I want to have, to not be in contact every day in the beginning. How do you feel about that?
But I don't want to be in contact with you. Could cause pain. I want to
every
be in
day,
charge
every
of
day.
Our relations. I want to be in charge of courting you. I'm courting you.
Okay. Well, that might be a way to soften it. So let's see. Appreciate.
Because other way is too father-like.
Oh, okay. Okay. So if I said, all right, let me see. So I want to court you and to be the one to reach out to talk to you. How do you feel about that?
But my
goal
is you to be my girlfriend.
Right. Okay. So, so if I say, I want to court you and reach out to you in the goal of being in a relationship. Are you comfortable?
I love it.
Okay. Well, I can do that because I do want to address it, and we'll see. She's my number. She's my number two. I thought she was my number one, but she's my number two. I talked to my number one yesterday.
But I want you to understand. You know how I pound on women about being mother?
Yes.
I'm pounding on you for being father.
Well, that's good.
Listen to what it says. I don't want to talk to you every day. I want to talk to you every other day.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
That's father.
The first thought. I don't want to do that. So, yes, okay, turning it into, I want to court you and be the one to reach you. Are you that?
But with a goal of a serious relationship.
Okay. You know what? I am going to write that out because I might forget that in the next couple of hours, and I definitely don't want to. So that was really the big stuff. You know, I'm talking to like six people still right now.
I got to show you and the audience that I pound on men for being two father as well as mothers, women being two mothers.
Okay. So I appreciate, I want to court you and be the one to reach out with the goal of being in a relationship.
Perfect. And
okay,
I want to say
good.
Right now, men are welcome on this show.
I've told some of my guy friends who know about your work, including the one who exposed me to it, even though my mom came to see you probably 20 or 30 years ago when you were doing the big show. I have been putting out the word to other men, but I also don't mind being the only one either.
Okay.
Or
that's
the
right.
Only consistent.
No. I just did a little commercial break inviting men in.
Yes. No, that's good. Hey, it helps
you.
Me if I hear
I
you
appreciate
work with other men
you.
Too. No, I know you do, and of course I appreciate you in a big way. But yes, it's helpful listening to you talk to women, but nice hearing the other side. It's nice hearing about other men too. And when you were doing the in-person shows, you know, there would be other men to get on the hot seat, and
was fun. But I'm retired from that, but I teach my classes. I have 10
Do you
classes.
Have a men's class yet?
I have.
Is there
women,
a
men? Just women.
Only men. Only women's classes now. Oh well.
Yeah. Okay.
So all right.
Men
well,
call on the radio. What?
I I will. Again, I will encourage those who are inclined in my circle. But good. Yes, I'm glad to get through.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
Okay. Keep us updated.
I certainly bye-bye. Will. Bye for now.
Okay, let me check in with Sam at the switchboard and see what we've got shaken. I think we've got some more calls on our queue. And, oh, he's already got us one. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello, caller. Woohoo, caller. Okay, we lost that caller. They dropped. Let's see what we can do about
it. Sam's phone is broke.
Nope, because Brian just got through. It's just I think sometimes the callers aren't, they don't unmute their mic or something.
Got it.
That's okay. Sam will get us another one.
Okay.
In the meantime, the call-in number is 323-203-0815 to hop in the hot. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, yes, I do. I have been going to Pat seminars for like 20 years, and I got stuck on something, and I wanted to see if she could help me. Am I like on the air?
Yes, my dear, you are on the air. Dr. Allen, are you there?
Yes. How silly.
Okay, we've got a caller. Can you hear our caller?
Yeah, okay. Can you hear me, Pat?
Okay. Am I speaking to someone?
Yes.
Ask me something.
Okay, so I was duty dating.
You sound like a man. Are you a man?
Yeah, I'm a man.
Okay. But you're not Brian.
No.
Okay. The voice is a little similar. Okay, I'm realigned now. Tell me what your question is, please.
Okay, so I was duty dating people, and I met this gal, and she was very respectful when I was...
Very good.
And they're always returning my texts. She couldn't do something. She would, you know, respond in a good way. And we got kind of in an emotionally close over about a 2-month period. And then I found out.
Emotional?
Yeah. We didn't have any physical contact. We didn't have a contract. We didn't enter into a relationship.
Wait, you mean you made love? You had sex?
Nope.
Okay, then what kind of emotional did you do?
Just went out on dates and started to, you know, court her.
Oh, you started to be affectionate?
Yes.
And what did she do? Did she get scared? Did she get mad?
Yes.
What did she do?
Scared.
She got scared. Maybe she'd been raped when she was younger.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, there might be something going on that you don't know about yet. So did you back off and did you comfort her?
Yes. She didn't show up for an event and I wrote her sent her a text that was concerned that for her well-being because she wasn't like her to not show up. And she said,
that
yeah.
That is very good. So... Have you gotten over that faux pas?
What's that faux pas?
The thing that scared her. Have you dated her without scaring her?
No.
So you haven't asked her or she hasn't said yes?
She hasn't said yes.
Okay. Has she told you why? She got scared?
No, she did not. It started to get really short.
Did you ask her?
No, I didn't.
Do you want to write her a letter?
So I wrote her a hi bye letter.
You did. Good for you.
Thank you.
And did she respond to it? What did she say?
That she needed some space.
That's called I need space. So I suspicion that she has been scared sometime sexually, and that requires therapy.
Okay.
So have you asked her permission to talk to her on the phone?
No, after the no-show, I talked to her on the phone.
Okay, and how did that go?
Just the communication went from she was very like open and elaborating on things, and the conversation got very short. She started to get short answers.
Have you called her once a week?
No, because I sent the hi bye letter and she said she wanted space. So
okay, and she said, did you ask her to continue to talk to you?
At the very end of the letter, I said, at this point, if you want space, I'm going to respect that. And my phone is open if you want to talk. But I just
So you did invite her to call you. And
100%.
She did not call you.
Not yet, no.
How long ago did you give her that letter?
30 days to the day.
She has 8 weeks to respond.
Okay.
But you can call her to talk on the phone once a week.
Okay. Okay. That's what I hung up on. Okay, I like that. Thank you for everything.
Good. That's what I'm here for.
You're the best. Okay, thanks, Pat.
No, I'm one of the best.
You're one of the best. Trust me, you're one of the best. Thank you. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck. Good luck.
I'll need it. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. We hope you'll update us. Goodbye.
No, I will, for sure.
That's pretty good. Two men. Yay.
We do love our guys. Okay, let's see what we've got going on. That was awesome. I love that we have gentlemen writing hi-bye letters, and I think it's amazing. Okay, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, my name is...
Give us your name.
Okay. So I called last week, and I'm 60, and you told me to dig up 3 men for dates. And I wasn't able to do that. I did get a couple to stop in their tracks and do double takes, but no one approached me.
No one asked you. You flirted, right?
I'm sorry?
You flirted with some men and they didn't respond?
Well, they did double takes.
They did what?
Double takes, like they were
double take. Okay. Did you smile at them in their eyes?
I did. I looked at them and smiled 5 seconds, like you told me to. And they bowed their head to acknowledge.
Fun flirting.
Okay.
Are you willing to continue to flirt until somebody asks you to have coffee?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, are you willing to do it even though you might not feel comfortable doing it?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you have any other questions you want to ask about flirting, dating?
No, I don't have any other questions.
Okay. So you got what you needed. You wanted, you told me you flirted. And nobody called you back. Well, keep on flirting.
Okay.
Don't give up. Okay?
I won't.
Call again.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's awesome. That's awesome, though, because she got the double take back. So that's a good thing. You know, that's progress.
That's a good thing. But
yeah,
the men have got to say, hi, coffee, something. I don't want her to have to ask them. That sets the wrong game. So
no, but
she's
it was
doing
so
okay.
Awesome.
It's just I want her to flirt until somebody talks.
Yeah, but the double take is great. It's good progress, especially when you start the 5-second flirt for somebody to lock eyes and give the double take. I think that's good progress. I think she's got
that's
something
good.
Going on there.
She
just got to.
She did.
You gotta
she
keep
did.
Doing
that's
it.
Why I encouraged her to keep on doing it.
I love it. I love it.
Good.
I had great success with one of my ladies that I work with, and then she was never looking up, never, always had her head down.
Oh.
And I said, yeah, they're with her wondering what's going on with your feet. And she goes, I don't know
yeah,
what
right.
you mean. I said, you're always looking down at your feet. They're probably looking down at your feet too. So, yeah, she ended up you know, holding her head up high and engaging by, you know, using that 5-second flirt and that
yes.
eye contact. And
yes.
she ended up finding herself a lovely gentleman and they got married.
I know. They
I also made her throw her frumpy sweater away, though. So that was another thing. Okay, let's see what we've got going on here. Let's see if we've got time for one more call. I'm going to talk to Sam really quick and see if we do have a time for another. We may not, but we'll see what he has to say. I love that, though. I love when the flirt starts to yield some results. Next time, I think she's going to do that and make eye contact. Maybe somebody's going to say something wonderful to her. Okay.
Good.
So, Dr. Allen, we only got a few minutes left. So what do you have to say before we go? And one question I want to ask you about is
What's the Y-Script.
You do a very special appointment for Y-Scripts. And over the last couple of weeks, I've noticed we have had a few people that we talked about, well, that is their script. That's their.
I'm a transactional analyst, and Eric Byrne created a system called transactional analysis. And we all have scripts. Countries have scripts. Churches have scripts. Governments have scripts. So I will take the script that you fill in. And it tells you what script you have been taught that you may not want to keep on doing.
Yeah, time for a rewrite.
That's exactly right. So with that in mind, it's 1 hour, and you call my office, and that's what we do.
Yeah, we reach out via email info@drpatallen.com to inquire about that script appointment.
That's right.
Or also we do special readings of the Hi-Bi letter, a critique. And if you want to get on the list for our groups, you also reach out to info@drpatallen.com and Sue will put you on the waiting list and... you know, or make you an appointment for a script or a high-by-letter reading, which
that's
is so
right.
much fun.
That's right. Exactly
it is
right.
so great. So what do you have to say, Dr. Allen, before we go tonight?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Indeed, everyone, we love you so much. We're so glad you come in. You're with us on Thursdays. We appreciate you. And we will be back here next week. Hopefully you will too. Until then, take great care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.